Good morning. Back with us and live in Cleveland for the Republican National Convention is the Times Union's Casey Seiler. Good morning, Casey.
David, good morning. How are you?
Very well. And I imagine quite a day and night for you yesterday. Give us, obviously, the New York perspective, but your general thoughts on how the convention has gone after day one.
They think that they are doing what they need to do for the candidate, and they're front and center. As I think we discussed yesterday, the New York delegation is right in the middle of the stage. So all the visuals, all the pomp, all the emotion, it's all happening about 15 feet away from them.
And of course, Rudy Giuliani addressed the crowd yesterday, providing, as you pointed out in your article today, a bit of red meat.
The reddest of red meat there is, without a doubt. And he hit just about every security point you can possibly imagine. And it was very loud. I think hectoring would probably be the right word for it. But it absolutely got the job done. It got the crowd very fired up.
And perhaps someone else that got the crowd fired up was Melania Trump. Now, we're hearing this morning some of that speech strikingly similar to First Lady Michelle Obama's convention speech of the past, but your general impressions of Melania Trump as you watched?
Well, she did exactly what she needed to do. It was praiseful of a husband. I myself need to look at the kind of side-by-side of what was said, but it was received very well in the room.
And to the issue of the roll call, I heard people yelling. We heard them all in the chamber yesterday, provided a bit of what the NPR called chaos. I don't know if it went that far, but were you there for that?
Yeah, I was. Actually, just before, and you have to remember, we're talking about the acceptance of the Rules Committee's report. One of the things that the anti-Trump forces wanted, a sort of last-ditch effort to block Trump, would have been the proposal of a rule that would have allowed the delegates to unbind themselves. In other words, the Trump delegates could have essentially dropped that commitment, and the convention essentially would have been opened up. Now, that was never going to happen, but one thing that the anti-Trump forces were hoping for was a roll call vote that would essentially allow some of this blood to be spilled out on the floor, as it were, at least in words. Now, just before that, the vote of the larger convention happened, I was in a very chaotic press gaggle with Dane Waters, who's the leader of a group called Delegates Unbound. And he said, look, we've got all the signatures, we've presented it to the convention. But then, of course, you had two very chaotic readings of the yeas and nays, where the chance of roll call vote and the chance of Trump attempted to vote each other out. It almost became like a battle of the bands. It was clear that the convention organizers were not going to allow a roll call vote. And sure enough, that's what happened. A number of delegates, including, I believe, the entire Colorado delegation, walked out en masse in outrage. And there were a lot of bruised feelings, but that appears to be it. There doesn't appear to be many more procedural ways for the anti-Trump forces to block his official nomination.
We're talking with Casey Seiler from the Albany Times Union. He's in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention, kind enough to join us on the line to share his thoughts on what's happening there. Casey, we really appreciate it.
David, my pleasure.
And you can read more at WAMC.org or TimesUnion.com.